You're listening to Gearing Up, an Everyday Carry podcast. This is a show that's dedicated to highlighting members and makers of the Everyday Carry community that are doing really awesome things. If you're into knives, gear, and talking about what's going on in the hobby, this is the show for you. Make sure you subscribe so you get new episodes whenever they drop, and follow Gearing Up Podcast on Instagram so you can join the conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Gearing Up. This is the Everyday Carry Podcast, where we talk about everyday carry stuff. Today, of course, you guys already know, no exception. So, a couple disclaimers before we get too far into everything that we're going to discuss. First off, if it sounds weird, I am using just my iPad. I don't have my normal microphone hooked up. I'm going to try to bougie it up a little bit in post and hope that it sounds okay, but I am at a different location. My wife is still home on maternity leave. We've got small children, and I'm at the in-laws who are out of town. I'm commandeering their home both for Wi-Fi and for quiet, so that's what's going on there. And if you can't tell from my sniffles, I am currently under the weather. Perks of having small children that go to school, they bring home the nastiest. So that's what I'm dealing with. But I wanted to start off today by talking about something that has been on my mind for a minute, and that is this podcast. Whenever I take a step back and I lump the podcast in with all the other things that I have to do, it just seems like the one thing or one of the few things where I can put it on the back burner or put a pin in it and not feel too bad. I don't have any financial obligations around the podcast, and it's pretty straightforward. But every single time I hit record, I have the best time. And then I publish and I start messaging you guys and I have an even better time. So mentally, doing the podcast is really good for me. And so I want to dedicate some more time to it. Well, unfortunately, life's been crazy and I haven't had the ability to lump in everything that I want to lump in. So how does that connect to what we're going to talk about today? Well, there is a person on YouTube that I watch. That person put out a video, so I'm actually going to share it with you. But sorry if it seems like I'm skipping around trying to figure all this out. But anyways, I was thinking through the podcast and all the do's and don'ts and all the goods and bads, and it's kind of in a weird spot. And then this content creator that I follow on YouTube posted a video, and I'll link up his channel and the video I'm talking about in the show notes. But he basically came up with this project, and we'll talk about the project and all of those things more at the end, but this is the first instance of me following through with that project and trying to implement it in my way. So what does that mean for you? What does that mean for the show? It means that I'm going to attempt to publish something at least once a week. May not always be the longest content, may not always be exactly what you guys are expecting, but there's some thematic restrictions that I'm placing on this project. And anyways, that I think that is about it. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to create more regularly. I've planned out several of the next episode, the next few episodes, and I really do think that if I can stick with it and I can have the support of you guys, that this will be something where I can sort of better my rigor and my routine around doing the show. And that's something that I want ultimately. Anyways, that's a lot of time spent on housekeeping. Let's talk about everyday carry. So today we are going to talk about being always prepared. So the theme of this episode is always prepared. Why that theme? What does that have to do with anything? Well, it starts with an A, and that's part of this project. And when I think about everyday carry, I think about what problems does it solve? And the theme over the next few episodes, or the next several episodes, is really going to be tied to problems solved by everyday carry. And so the first episode in that theme is always prepared. I think the biggest, easiest, most straightforward problem that everyday carry solves is your level of preparation, or lack thereof, depending on where you're at. And so when people ask, why are you into knives? Why are you into everyday carry? Why do you bring a bag with you everywhere you go? Why do you have this pouch? I believe in always having sort of the bare minimum. And one thing that's interesting is as you spend more time in this hobby, I think your definition of the bare minimum changes. I've talked in the past couple episodes about sort of slimming down my everyday carry and minimizing some of the stuff that's on my list and in my bag. And all of that has come with some caveats and some restrictions on, well, I still need to maintain a level of preparation. Well, prepared for what? What are EDC people preparing for? And I'm speaking for myself primarily, but I think this will resonate with a lot of you. I'm preparing for everyday tasks, things that make sense for me to have a tool or a solution for, that I encounter enough that it justifies having something on my person, in my bag, whatever. And I don't want to have to rely on my surroundings or the people I'm with. And so what does that look like? What is being always prepared look like for me personally? Well, that it depends, right? And this sort of speaks to the idea, right, that everyday carry, that the biggest problem that we solve is being prepared and staying always prepared. The situation is going to determine what I'm carrying. So let's just take today, for instance. I am not at home. I'm working remotely. And now I'm talking to my, had I been fully prepared, I would have had a microphone with me, but that seems a bit intense. And that goes back to the idea of sort of prioritizing what you carry. I think in terms of being prepared for today, my iPad is sufficient, but I've got a knife. Why do I have a knife? I may need to cut something. And I run into instances where a knife comes in handy often enough that I justify it. But more practically, I have my work computer. I have my charger for that computer because I don't want it to die. I've got an extension cord because I'm not quite sure where I'm going to sit. And so, and by the way, pro tip, if you work at coffee shops or you just travel or work remotely, a small, lightweight extension cord is like the best thing to put in your bag. I found one, I think it was like $11. It was at Walmart. And it's got a nice braided cable, and it's got three outlets, and that's it. It's nothing fancy. But it's like a 6 or 8 or 10 foot. I don't even know how long it is, but it's come in handy so many times. But I've got my extension cord. I've got my iPad charger, because I know I'm going to be using my iPad. I've got my phone charger. I've got my car keys. And because I'm sick, I have a giant. And when I say giant, I mean... It's 160, well, not anymore, because of, but I got a giant bag of cough drops because my throat's been killing me, and Anyways, it's comically large. But those are the things, like, I didn't want to get here and need cough drops. So I brought them, all right? I packed them up. And that sort of I think you're going to find that it's hard to really figure out where that line is between just being someone that packs a bag every day and goes to work and someone that's like an EDC enthusiast, and what do those differences look like. And I would argue that I had to stop by the post office and I had to box something up and I had to label it for shipping. And so I had permanent marker in my bag. I was able to use, because that tends to work better on those types of packages. Just staying prepared, staying focused on the things that you think you might need at some point has really, it's saved me in a lot of situations. It's come in handy when you're the guy with the knife, or you're the guy with the screwdriver, or you're the guy with the pry bar, or whatever the case may be. It's come in handy. And to me, that's a sense of confidence or a sense of security or a sense of, confidence and security seem to cover the gamut. But having that sense of security and having that level of confidence that I'll have what I need for the day is why I carry what I carry and why I put such an emphasis on EDC items, right? A lot of it is the what if, and the other half of it is, not if, but when. Like, I know I'm going to need this at some point, it's just a matter of when, so I want to make sure I have it. And I think that sums up why I carry stuff every day. And so I think the point of this episode was really, like, if you're not into EDC, or you're very new to EDC, this is just my perspective on why I EDC things, why I consider myself an EDC enthusiast, because I try to account for all the things that I may run into or that I know I'll run into. And now I'm in the really fun part of the hobby where I'm sort of refining everything I carry and making tougher decisions. Yeah, I really like this thing, but it's not very practical and it's heavy, and so I'm not going to keep it in my bag, but I don't want to get rid of it. Those kinds of things. So if you're newer to EDC, like this, hopefully this is at least helpful in terms of perspective on why you might want to consider carrying this or that or whatever. It's just like, think through about not just what you know you're going to run into, but what you might run, what you might run into, and, plan accordingly. Again, this was just my attempt at hitting record and moving forward with this project. So before I wrap up, let's talk about this project. So the content creator that I was referring to, his YouTube name is Struthless. So it's like Truthless, but with an S at the beginning. Just search Struthless and you'll find him. And he posted a video a couple weeks ago about like your next big project. And his project is called the Alphabet Superset. And so I'm probably doing a disservice to the project and describing it, but if you're interested, I highly recommend you go sign up and check it out. But he's created sort of this template of, hey, for the next 26 plus weeks, we're going to have a project and we're going to have a deliverable every week. And every week, the letter changes. So the next episode will be B and then C and D and so on and so forth. And there's sort of a couple of worksheets involved in the beginning. And I had so much fun with just piecing together the parameters for this. And I don't know if it's fun or worthwhile, but I wanted to go through and share some of what I think are the most interesting pieces of this project. So it basically gives you an outline to say, hey, we want to set your style and we want to set, you know, parameters for your deliverable. And the idea being to take out as much guesswork as possible so that when you get to creating, you're just creating. You're not thinking about the logistics or the back end of things. And so just to give you guys a preview, for this project, any of the episodes, I'm going to try to come up with some kind of naming convention in the title so that I can keep track of it. But if you're interested in tracking my progress and following along, like that might also help with keeping me accountable when you don't see an episode. Anyways, so I set my deliverable as like, you know, one podcast episode a week, 20 minute minimum, or about 20 minutes. I don't know if I said minimum, because sometimes I just don't have that much to talk about, and so it might not make sense to ramble for an extra 8 minutes just to fill that. But the rules for my work, I set 5 rules, and I really do think that this is going to be what drives this. So rule number one, I'm sorry if you can hear me crunching my cough drop. Rule number one, 100% mobile production. So everything will take place on this iPad or my phone, and whether that is taking a picture for the thumbnail, editing a social media post to promote the episode, whatever the case, everything takes place on my iPhone or my iPad. Pre-production, notes, all that, resources, production, recording, editing, and publishing, all of that. Rule number two, any thumbnails or social images must contain some sort of handwriting or drawing or sketching. So I'm still not sure what that looks like, but I want to push myself to include something fun. So that's something that's a little out of my box, so to speak. Rule number three, all of these episodes will have a weekly shout out based on the theme. So in future episodes, my goal is to make this more about the community. This first shout out is really just me shouting out Struthless and his YouTube channel and this project. But we will have a shout out on every episode. Number four, sound design for each episode. So my plan is to go in, do a little bit more with music and sound effects, basically just up the level of production, but still keeping in the parameters of being on a mobile device like my iPad. And then number five is I need to include show notes with all of these episodes. So normally I have just kind of a pre-configured thing that I copy paste and then I'll drop a sentence or two, but I want to go through and include links and, you know, basically just make them more detailed. That's about it. So that's it. That's the project. That's why I'm doing this. And so this episode might be kind of a mixed bag of things, but I think as I continue this, this is going to get to be a little bit more enjoyable for you. And anyways, we're at the point now I'm rambling. I don't want to get here. So anyways, this has been fun. Prepping the project and putting everything together and mapping it all out has been a blast. And so I hope you guys will join me. And again, today's episode, Always Prepared, was sort of the theme. A, this is Alphabet Superset episode number one. And yeah, we'll talk more about it in the coming weeks. But I hope you guys stay tuned for all the episodes I've got coming up. And make sure you're subscribed, because we're going to be having some fun. So anyways, I'm sick. I'm tired. I have day job work to do. I'm going to go do that. You guys keep being awesome, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you get new episodes every time they're released. And make sure you follow Gearing Up Podcast on Instagram so that we can stay in touch. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.